You're locked into CFRC Radio 101.9 FM in Kingston, Canada.
The radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Ah! Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Got to be a mystic in these times. Be a mystic just to stay alive. Be a mystic in these times. Be a mystic just to survive. Yeah, yeah. This is Naila Kalita May, bigging up CFRC 101.9 FM, Queen's University Radio, sending you much love, much vibes. Stay tuned and continue to be a mystic as you navigate academia.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a club community takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queen's football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queen's football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Hey, this is Stefan from PUP.
I'm Steve from PUP.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
We lost a few games. Tough. That was District 5. Now we're the Ducks.
Yeah.
And the Ducks are undefeated.
All right! Yeah.
Wax on, wax off.
Spit it out. You're a big boy. Use your big boy words.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
You never heard of my knuckle puck?
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Ain't no rules to the dog can't play basketball.
Like the guy said, you're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.
A Jose Canseco bat? Tell me, you didn't pay money for this.
Let's get ready to rumble!
While.
The return of the...
I haven't heard this in so long.
The return of the Vinny the Thrill Sports Report.
Ooh,
intro.
Yes.
Hang on.
Wait.
There it is.
Screeching in on CFRC 101.9. Welcome back. It's 4 minutes after 9 o'clock in the a.m. We're coming at you live.
We're late. We've been sleeping.
My goodness. Don't worry. Better late than never. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
And welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in this time of morning. We'd like to talk a little bit about events, but also sports.
We used to talk sports.
Well, when we have
but
you
now
in.
We forget about sports. You know why? Because the Toronto Maple Leafs suck again. So who cares? Let's not talk about it.
What do you mean again?
You shut your mouth. The Leafs suck.
Yep.
That's cool. But we're tanking for Gavin McKenna. That's what we want. He's the next phenom.
Oh.
And that's all. That's all I want to talk about.
I got a little hockey news.
Al tried calling me. I know that earlier.
Oh, did he?
So I know he was ready to trash talk on air. So I actually just tried to call him prior to that during that last break. But he's too scared now.
Oh, no. Well, because the latest finals of Marble League racing just happened.
No way.
Yeah, like about a couple weeks ago, actually. So that's all on YouTube. Remember Marble League?
Marble League, Marbal, our chief correspondent.
Yeah.
For those listeners who don't know, we gave full, extensive coverage of the Marble Olympics. And if you don't know what that is, check it out on YouTube.
You're in for a treat.
And it is incredible work done by some kid over in Europe.
Check it out. It's awesome.
Really. I do have to give a quick shout out. So last night, it was a significant event, and they don't happen very often in the NBA because basketball sucks now. I'm sorry to tell you how it is. It is just not the sport it used to be. But there are still magical moments. So Miami Heat's Bam Adebayo scored 83 points last night in the game, which passed Kobe Bryant's, which was, believe it or not, still second all time, because Will Chamberlain had 100. But
Incredible 83 points.
Performance last night. It was good to see that he broke it out on a free throw. So it was a nice moment and pretty cool. Wow. That's the coolest thing. We got the World Baseball Classic in full swing. Canada beat Puerto Rico. They'll be playing, I think, Cuba next. But it's great fun. You get to watch lots of countries you don't normally get to see. I saw Czechia had a team.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a clip online that one of their pitchers that was playing against Japan. Right, Japan produces some of the best baseball players in the world. He pitched 4 shutout innings, I think.
No kidding.
And he's a full-time electrician.
What?
like just an incredible story. And I think like that's where you get the best of amateur sports when you get the Olympics. That's why I don't think the NHL should be involved in the Olympics. Because I believe it is the best of amateur sport, not professionals.
Right.
But whatever. I do enjoy the tournament, but I think there's other avenues for that. That's a different discussion for another time. But the World Baseball Classic's in full effect. The United States, I believe, I'd have to double check, but I believe, oh yeah, they did. The U.S. is in danger of elimination after a stunning loss to Italy. Right?
It's awesome.
Right? It is awesome. So I woke up. I wasn't quite sure if I was reading that. Then I thought maybe it was just a dream. But no, dreams do come true.
Amazing.
But great news for everybody.
Yeah.
Except for the American sports fans.
Go Italy. It's because they got Maneskin there. That's why.
Right.
And but, I just wanted to give a shout out to Queens Men's Hockey because they're playing a playoff game in Toronto this weekend.
Heck yeah.
Against TMU.
Lots of great hockey in full effect. We got lots of minor hockeys wrapping up. I know for my coaching, my house league team is done. We were finalists.
Hey!
Ooh, wow.
But, which is like the only other position than winning. So
that's fine.
But that's okay. Nice. We're all winners at heart.
Yeah.
We got a lot of minor hockey teams across country wrapping up their seasons. Mm-hmm. And
a lot of parents can finally get some sleep.
Oh.
A little
Chef
bit of rest.
Chef Al is calling live.
Uh-oh.
But we're not answering the phone
because
I don't trust him. I don't trust that guy.
To make a fool of himself.
Yeah, especially during the sports report so he can talk about his Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, we
they are very good.
Tell you what, we're going to shift over to some community events.
Thank goodness.
If Al has anything he wants to say, text it to Vinny now so that we can get to it after the event segment.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, so
what's going on locally?
Things going on in and around Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah, what's going to keep us busy this weekend?
Of course, if you don't want to go down to Aberdeen and do a Wild Street Party, there's other things happening. The Broom Factory Friday night is having an amazing punk show presented by KPP Concerts. Daniel Romano's Outfit, Shadow Show, and Maud Lang are going to be opening for Effed Up. They're coming to town. Big old what's-his-name's going to take his shirt off and get all sweaty. I love that band so much. Ever seen Effed Up live? They're crazy. They're amazing. I love it so much.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude. I can't say the real name on the
We went to a punk show recently there.
We saw Fear there.
Fear, that's what it was. What a great venue, first off. So I highly recommend any show there.
Yeah.
But
that's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be like Fear. It's gonna be loud. It's gonna vibrate your chest.
All right.
I'm excited. Right. I might go to see that. Yeah. I am gonna go see that.
effed up at the Broom Factory.
Do it. All right. When is that?
Friday night at, it's $30. That's well worth it. That is well worth it. Friday night at the Broom Factory.
Nice. All right. Yeah. Jeff, will you take a date?
I'll take you.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Simone. I took you to see Chris, that's true. Juliana Riolino.
Yes, you did.
How was that?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes. She's a professional. She's amazing. Lots of fun. Great engagement. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
And the venue? You like the venue?
The venue's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the little like lighting on the ceiling. And yeah, it's a really great space.
Totally.
Yeah.
Simone, do you have any events you want to
I have another thing happening at the Broom Factory.
What?
Yes, another thing, because it's just so hot over there. The Mahones are coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the Irish punk band.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Formed in Kingston, so coming back home. That's going to be on March 17th at 7 p.m. at the Broom Factory. Tickets are $35. It's all ages, so come on down.
Guess what March 17th
is?
St. Patrick's Day. Yes. The Mahones were formed on St. Patrick's Day at the Toucan. Yeah, in like 1990.
Really?
So it's like a tradition.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't even tradition. Know. Okay, I'm excited for that.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's probably, I wonder if it would be sold out already.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Know. You know what? Jeff knows people. Just go there and say you know Jeff.
That's true. Right. That's actually true. You know everyone.
It depends on where you go, though. They might let you in. They might kick you out and throw you in a dumpster, you know?
They
it
might.
Depends on which bar you go to. If you say you know me. One place that they might know me to kick me out is the Grand Theater. They're having a comedy show.
As they always do.
As they always do, yeah. What is it? DJ Jazzy Jeff getting thrown out the door?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
There's a comedy show Friday night as well, featuring some of the creators from the Baroness Von Sketch Show and CBC's This Is That. It is called A Perfectly Reasonable Night of Comedy. And tickets range from $39.50 to $49.50.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Who does it give you a list of the people?
I will just find
out. I mean, like, it doesn't have to be a detailed list. I just didn't know if it was going to give you, like...
Yeah.
It does give you some?
We've got Peter Oldring, Pat Kelly, and Carolyn Taylor on the docket. Yeah.
Good little lineup there. That's a good one.
Yeah,
I have a soft spot for CBC comedy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's all well and done. That's, like, my... weird. Like, I'm not quite red-green kind of comedy, but...
Mm-hmm. Don't you dare
besmirch red. I'm sorry. I'm in the quarantine booth, so I'm protected.
That's right. I start spitting on the glass.
Oh, my goodness.
Any other events?
Well, there's the Classic Kingston Food Tour.
Oh.
Check out all kinds of tasty eats downtown Kingston. That happens from Wednesday to Sunday at 11 a.m.
Cool.
The starting point, you start at the Visitor Information Center.
And
then you go on your little journey.
Get some grub.
Yes.
Nice, right on. So lots of stuff happening in and around Kingston, Ontario. If you don't want to go to Aberdeen and throw down with your Borg juice.
Borg juice. I can see you just walking around with a sling of Borg juice.
Like a bandolier. Yeah. Hello, youth. Welcome to Party Town. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
And we're going to continue along with Party Town with a slow country song about breakups.
Let's slow her on down.
A little country.
This is Ella Langley with Choose in Texas right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Yeah.
Texas, I can tell.
from Texas, I can tell by the way he's two-stepping round the room. And judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do. Can tell. Come on, baby. Oh, just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
What about your super intelligence?
When I had that, there was too much pressure to use it. All I want out of life is to be a monkey of moderate intelligence who wears a suit. That's why I've decided to transfer to business school.
No!
Welcome back. That was Susie Quattro, classic stuff out of her with 48 Crash, right here
on CFRC.
The place to be.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool place.
It is a pretty cool place. Mm-hmm. Before Susie Quattro, we had Wolf Alice with White Horses. That's brand new stuff. And some new country out of Ella Langley with Choosing Texas.
That was good. I like that one.
It was a nice one. Yeah.
Wolf Alice.
Wolf Alice,
though. That's a Vinny pick.
That was a good pick,
that
too.
That was good.
We're just here to rock out with you guys on a Wednesday. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about, Vinny?
Oh, baby. So, first off, typically, weekly, we're a bit scattered on our process because it's just good to be back and good talking away. But typically, there'd be a segment where we like to, Jeff would always treat us to some wonderful snacks from our fine folks at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And this week, Jeff, Jeff let us down.
Here's what happened.
Then he provided me with what only I can only describe as brutality.
It's called garbage disc.
A violent, garbage disc.
It was
to your stomach.
Violence to the tummy.
Horton's cookie. Mm. Now, I'm used to the wonderful treats provided to me from our wonderful sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And here I am left disgusted, traumatized.
Forlorn.
Requiring more therapy than I am given benefits for. And
my goodness.
An emotional support dog.
I'll tell you what, it was a crisis moment. What happened was I'm at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yes, thank you. I'm at Old Farm Fine Foods this morning, and thank you. And I'm brewing the coffee. I'm getting the breakfast stuff going. And normally I go upstairs. I chat up Aaron the baker. We talk about nerd stuff. And I look at the weather radar, and it's like, oh my goodness, it's going to pour rain any second now. So I just grab an Old Farm breakfast bagel, which is in the mini fridge right now. Mm-hmm. I didn't come unprepared.
Okay.
I grabbed a couple of like sodas, like Loon Kombucha, County Bounty, and I ran. Listen. That's me running.
You're running
wild. I ran to Old Farm. People looked at me like, I ran to CFRC. Getting flustered. So, getting flustered here. So, I got here, I thought, oh man, it's dry as a bone out there. What am I worried about? So then I went to Bioside Timmy's, got the swill. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe
I'm grateful for the coffee.
It's fine. It's nowhere near
as good as
Old Farm.
Roasters.
Yeah. Get down to Old Farm.
And
so you guys paid for my panic.
So, but that's okay. So we're not going to judge. And anything hot in the menu going on at Old Farm Fine Foods?
Old Farm Fine Foods. We do have the breakfast bagel. It's in the mini fridge right now with the goth
juice. Those are going hot?
They're great. I didn't have time to grill it today because of my panic. But what it is...
I have a lighter.
Thank you. Oh, good. we'll do some hot knives and toast a bagel. So it's the Nosh bagel, the infamous Nosh bagel from Bagot Street. Those things are delicious. Okay. It's the Nosh rosemary bagel with some scampi eggs from Bee King's Farm. You got some smoked ham on there, and you got a slice of tomato, and you got two big slices of old cheddar.
Hot damn.
Delicious.
You said those were from Bagot Street?
The bagels are from Bagot Street, yes.
Like from the street.
You know where Haka Horizon is?
Yes.
Right next to it is Nosh Bagels.
Oh!
It's like two of the best places in Kingston other than Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah. And okay. So I've got my snacks. I've got my breakfast sandwich. I'm heading home.
Yep.
I'm on vacation, and I want to put my feet up. And I want to watch some TV. Because,
here we go.
We're getting ready for Oscars. When's that?
Sunday, I think.
Sunday?
I got to make a retraction. Last week, I said the Oscars were on the following Sunday.
Yeah, but if they watched it, what if they were listening this week, Jeff? Then they could
be wrong.
You could be right, too. You do have the right to be right.
All I want to see is Timothy Chalamet slap Conan O'Brien. That's what I want to see. You can put some money down on that. It's going to happen.
You
think so?
Conan's going to say something bad about opera, and Timothy's like, no, I have to get good with those opera people again.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think Timothy will show up alone, or do you think he'll bring his mom or Kylie Jenner?
No. Matthew McConaughey will protect him.
What I think is happening is
it's like an interstellar timeline thing. Is we're actually going to see Will Smith get up, and it's going to not be Chris Rock. It'll be Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah,
and the world will rejoice.
That's right. He'll undo the slap. He'll be like, "This is what you get for besmirching the classical arts, Tim." Yeah.
So
he'll throw him out the back door like DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I'm lost. I just can't, I can't even begin to describe how disappointed I am in just the awards process. So I don't want to talk about it.
I'm going to watch it because Conan O'Brien's going to host.
I know, and I love Conan.
Yeah. You know what? You want to talk about something a little more lowbrow?
What?
Some more Conan news?
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger might be coming back as Conan the Barbarian. Yeah.
His grandfather.
It's an elderly Conan. I keep saying Conan. Conan.
Conan.
Conan.
Conan.
Conan. So, in an interview recently, the 78-year-old Schwarzenegger is reportedly going to be joining Christopher McQuarrie, is going to be making a Conan the Barbarian movie based on the comic where he's like Elder Conan, where his kingdom's been taken over, he's been reigning for decades, and he's got to get back into it. Let me
and
just find
Conan O'Brien is the heir apparent.
Here's the quote from Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not going to do the voice. With King Conan, it's a great old story that Conan was 40 years as king and now gets forced out of his kingdom, and there's conflict, of course. But somehow he comes back and there's all kinds of madness, violence, magic, and creatures and stuff like that. End quote.
Excited. That sounds very Arnold-ish.
Yeah, so very excited that a new Conan movie's in the works. They tried to get one off the ground a while ago. Didn't come into fruition, but like, I would love to see that. That'd be great. Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything. I'm just so caught up and excited to watch The Odyssey because I'm with Chris Nolan's new movie coming out this summer.
Totally.
But that's my all eyes are on that.
That's pretty. I don't disagree. That's pretty sweet. Do you have any nerd news? What are you watching right now?
I'm Paradise.
Oh, you're still on Paradise.
Nice. Now I have to wait once a week.
They got you like that.
They got me hooked.
So this is a perfect time for me to settle something here.
Oh, okay.
Based on what you just said about having to wait a week to watch the next episode, are you a fan of this? Or would you rather just sit through, get it all done in a couple days, and then have nothing?
I kind of like getting it all done.
Really?
Yeah.
It's too much anxiety. Too much. It's too much longing when it's just once a week.
Interesting.
Too much.
Because I just marathoned. They released season 2 of Ted on Peacock, and I watched the entire season in like 2 days, and now I'm left wanting.
Yeah, it's both. Do you know what I mean? It's both. Mm-hmm. There's no winning.
Or complicated. I think it depends on the type of show. Like if it's a show that has, I don't know, like Friends. That's how old I am. Like Friends, where it's just like a recurring season, like after season after season. Give it to me. I don't care how. Like, I'll just watch it. It's like mindless TV. But if it's some type of limited series,
like Paradise,
you know, or something to that effect, like, I'm okay with waiting once a week. Like, Fallout, I watched pretty closely. And it was nice to be able to watch it every week or two, right? It was, you didn't feel. But, you know, when it's limited, you want to milk it out right?
That's true. It's nice to have a few things going.
Yeah,
that's true.
You have a few things going. You got your favorite one.
Yeah.
And you don't mind waiting once a week. And then you got some other things. You move it around.
Kind of talking about my love life. bad news for Ted fans, though. If you guys have watched that show, it's based on the Seth MacFarlane movie where the teddy bear comes to life.
Okay, no.
The show is hilarious. It's really good. Like, especially season one, the characters, it's basically a prequel.
Live action or
it's
animated?
Live action. Okay. It's prequel. It's Mark Wahlberg's character in the 90s in high school with Ted, and it's like a family comedy. The actors that play the family are hilarious. Alana Urbach, who was in The Last of Us season 2 for an episode, she's fantastic as the mother. And it's getting canceled. Seth MacFarlane said they're not going to do a season 3 because the CG of having Ted the bear in all those scenes is so expensive.
Yeah.
He says it's insanely expensive. You ever watch Corridor Crew? Has a great behind the scenes on how they make it.
That's a great channel.
Yeah, and it is insane. I think the quote that Seth MacFarlane said in an interview this week was that it's like making an Avengers movie every week.
Yeah,
that there's that much CG, which is a shame because
if you did a limited series, like limited, like 8 episodes and just
one and done,
you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I recommend Ted.
Jeff, we're sitting in a dungeon in the bottom of an engineering building.
We're waiting for the floodwaters to come. You had a message from Amersfield about the rain.
Oh, you're dang right we did.
Yeah.
So I got a word from the street is that it is absolutely pouring outside, and we are going down under the water.
Oh, no.
And there's some special weather advisories that are full effect. I know that there's, you know, a quick shout out to all the kids that have been trapped at home, not being able to go to school when they should be. They want to be at home, but you know what? They're trapped at home with their parents, and you know, my thoughts are with the parents having to work from home.
Those
kids are having to just do all the chores and
churn the butter.
Let the kids have fun.
They need the bread.
For all the kids listening, if you're home from school today because of a freezing rainstorm or what, or might you might be underwater, whatever that might be, whatever reason you're home today, party on, have fun, and make sure you do lots of crazy dances around your house.
There you go.
And but you got to really behave and listen. That's the most important part.
Yeah.
Treat your mother right.
That's right.
I have one thing to mention. Yes. I don't know if you guys saw this. It was like a giant truck. What do you call those?
The pool mobile?
No. Like a regular on the highway. What
like
do you call
transport?
Those? A transport that crashed into someone's house. Did you see that?
Oh, I did.
It was a Bacu van.
About
a 2-minute drive from my house in Emeryville. Yeah.
The second I saw that picture, I thought, hey, that's a pretty good way to build an extension.
I
guess they're still looking for the person.
Oh, really?
I think they got the driver.
Did they
but
finally
they're looking,
find
they're
the
looking
driver?
The guy that drove the truck, but they're looking for the guy that picked him up.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You guys aren't trying to finger me, are you? Like, thank God they found someone standing there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
I drive by there, and I just happened to, I didn't see the vehicle in there. I just happened to see the
it was Vinny.
Leftover. I can't even drive.
So, good luck. Safe driving out there. Be happy. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get back to the tunes.
Let's play some music. Send us home, baby.
We got some brand new stuff right now from Josephine Network out of New York. This one's called Hooked.
From New York?
New York!
Oh, my cousin Vinny!
Where the bagels come from!
Oh, from the bagels! Let's go!
Let's
play some rock here on CFRC 101.9.
Yeah. kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it till we can try to make a go of it.
And this is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
You are lying. I never hit you. You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
Don't forget.
That's quite the change of pace from the last beat there.
Yeah.
That was good, though.
I'm not going to complain. It's a good beat. Like I just mean, it's just a complete shift.
Oh, it's
a
still
downward. Downward trend, just relaxing.
Vinny's gonna fall asleep in the booth. We'll wake him up next week. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Sleepy Vinny.
Sleepy Vinny, welcome
Sleepy
back.
Sleepy Vinny.
That was Justice by Neverender, starring Tame
and
Paula.
I really like that one. That's great. a great choice there. I like that Vinny choice there.
Yeah, it's good fun.
That's a great Vinny choice. It was fantastic. Before that, we had Helen Love with Girl About Town, classic stuff. We had Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, best band name ever, with Let's Fall in Love. And we opened it up with new stuff from Josephine Network and Hooked. Yeah, we're coming up on 10 o'clock, so we're going to sign off for another week. But as always, in summation, what did we learn today that we didn't learn and we didn't know yesterday?
I learned about Borg juice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I learned that Ella Langley, who I think you played earlier, is at Blues Fest this year.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. That song, Choosing Texas, that's got 34 million hits. It's only been on for like a couple months.
That's great.
That's going to be good.
That's great.
I learned that Vinny's going to Blues Fest.
I'm going to Blues Fest.
Going to Blues Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I also learned that Tim Hortons replaces their cookies with hockey pucks.
Yeah. And to go to Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And get some of their delicious cookies.
I'm going to.
Good. See that you do.
You should give me one.
Fine. I will.
Fine.
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 Get some cookies. Thank you. I didn't learn anything because I know everything already.
Oh, here's what you learned.
Here's what you learned. Thanks to my double bubble bubble gum,
yes.
We have comics. And if you didn't notice, at the very bottom of these, there are fun facts. And Jeff, I've got a fun fact in your double bubble fun fact.
Yeah.
Is that it takes 70% less energy to produce recycled paper.
Really?
Yeah. And the first heart transplant was performed in 1967.
Well, I did not know that.
And you know what else was in 1967?
What's that?
That was the last time the Leafs won.
Yeah, the last time. Yeah.
Medical science killed the Maple Leafs. That's what I learned today. Awesome. We're going to get out of here, but stay tuned because the Mood with May is up next. So keep it locked and ready to rock all day long.
We're setting the sad mood with May because of the Leafs haven't won a cup in so long.
I think that's what her show is going to be about.
Yeah, probably. Damn,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, awesome. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny signing out. I'll see you in a few weeks, maybe.
You got it, baby.
Yeah.
Catch you guys later.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Did you know tips and tricks to limit alcohol use, especially during adult social gatherings? The province of Ontario recommends adults who use alcohol to drink slowly and consume lots of water, to eat before and while they are drinking, and to choose alcohol-free beverages and activities. Learn more about your health and the safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
Hey everyone, my name is Aiden.